Hello and welcome to the Antichrist Empire Deconstruction Podcast. I'm going to be doing a review of an article that is by Zachary Garris. The article is called Godly Women Don't Teach or Exercise Authority Over Men, 1 Timothy 2, 9 through 15. He is a person who believes everything he hears. Everything he hears is true. According to him, he doesn't stop and think about the bigger picture. He's got a very narrow vision. He's got blinders on and he can't see past the blinders. He's got a very narrow scope of vision. And what he may not understand is that the Roman Catholic Church has included the Apocryphal in their Roman Catholic Bible, but it doesn't appear in the King James Version today. It did appear in the Authorized King James Version in 1611, but it was later removed about 234 years later upon the objection of Reformed believers that it had no place in the Bible. So what he really doesn't understand is that, the Bible was canonized by fallible men, and it was canonized in Rome. And as Protestant believers, we should be very skeptical and suspicious about the canonization process and what was canonized. So he can make his appeal about what's biblical and what's not biblical, but he's got to understand that not all of us have the same vision of what is the Word of God and what is not the Word of God, which Bible books should be included and which should be removed. Not all of us have the same vision of what is the goal of Christianity? What is our goal here? What is this about? And he and I are very opposite. We're very opposite. One thing that he and I are going to agree on is that Paul is just as evil as Zachary Garris says Paul is evil. But Zachary Garris isn't going to say that Paul is actually evil. He's just going to say every thing that Paul said that a normal person would say, wow, Paul, that would be evil if Paul really said that. He's going to go, no, Paul really is that evil. He really did say that. But then he's going to whitewash it and say, but this is good. This is good. So I have some real problems with him because a person who is against feminism is against women. Feminism basically, if you don't get into the Marxism, if you don't get into what modern people say that feminism is as they try to deconstruct everything, they try to deconstruct Western civilization, they try to deconstruct, the basics of biology. Okay, they're trying to deconstruct that. And I mean, things have definitely in the modern age gone too far in the world, But he's trying to throw out the baby with the bathwater. He's trying to say, no, we should go back to before women could vote, before women had any rights to anything. He doesn't want women to have any rights at all. And that's how I perceive him. And I'm going to read to you what he says so you can understand why I'm perceiving him as to be really a far out man who's into patriarchy and would literally enslave women. Literally enslave women, because women used to be enslaved in America. Women didn't have the right to read books, go to school. Women didn't have the right to speak on any venue. They didn't have the right to hold jobs. They didn't have the right to own bank accounts or own property. And women were owned as property. Women were considered chattel property slaves, and they were relegated to the position of animals because you own livestock. And from what I understand, Zachary, and I'd have to read these books, but I read some review of them. Zachary treats women like livestock. He doesn't believe that women have any humanity, that women don't have any human agency, that women are just objects that are properly dehumanized and treated as things. This is the perception I have. He says the Western Church, in his book Masculine Christianity, the Western Church has gone feminist. God has given men authority in the home, church, and society. Yet the church has rebelled against God's design and embraced the unbelieving world's teaching that women should take on the same roles and duties as men rather than focus on the home and children. So he is far out. Okay, he is very far out. He says the result is from women preaching and teaching men in the church, the result is that the Western church has become effeminate and weak. He says, pastors are afraid to teach important Bible passages on the roles and duties of men and women, and it is no surprise that young Christian women are trading babies for careers outside the home. And that churches are regularly capitulating to subversions of biblical sexual ethics. What the church needs is to recover to its masculine calling, where men embrace their God-given authority and responsibility in the home, church, and society. So he's basically wanting to, women need to be barefoot and pregnant and owned as chattel property slaves. That's how I interpret this, what I'm seeing. He's written a book called Masculine Christianity, so it doesn't have any room for women. And he says, honor thy fathers, recovering the anti-feminist, so anti-woman, theology of the reformers. And he says in here, he's looking to restore male rule. He says, after studying our Reformed forefathers in the family and male rule in the home, the church, and the commonwealth, Christians must consider whether the modern church's departure from the teaching of these men, John Calvin, John Knox, Martin Luther, Pietro, I don't even know who this is, Dermioli. I don't know. I'll have to look that one up. He's not that famous. Christians must consider whether the modern church's departure from the teaching of these men has been more faithful to the Bible and has produced a more orderly society. So he's fully patriarchal. These men are scary. These men are scary. They don't regard women as human beings, and this is like dark triad personality level in my perception. In my perception, a man who is this far gone and this extreme, he does not, I wouldn't consider him safe. I would not consider him safe. No, not a safe person. I'm concerned for his wife. He is married. I'm concerned for his wife. It's scary. Okay. But we'll read what he says here and I'll do a response. The one thing that I'm going to say that's going to be positive is I do think he's going to be more accurate in detailing what Paul really said. Could it be possible that Zachary is really a born again Christian and he's so blind that he does not have an inner sense of right and wrong, and no matter what level evil Paul says, he's going to go with Paul and disregard any humanity of women. He's going to disregard the truth that women are born again, born of the Spirit of God and the children of God. He's going to disregard that women are created equally in the image of God, and he's going to go full bore into a cult that Paul built of Greco-Roman paganism. Is he? Yes. How could he do that and still have the Holy Spirit? I don't know. He says, in his Masculine Christianity book, he says Christian scholarship and Bible commentaries are dominated by feminist arguments that both husband and wife should submit to each other, mutual submission. So he believes in dictatorship. Okay? He believes, woman, you do what I say. I am God to you. Now shut up. Do what I say. That's what he's saying. That, he's the boss and she does what I say. She's a little woman. Scary. He says that women may be pastors and preach sermons to men. So he has this highly exalted vision of men, and he has this negative, diabolical view of women. That women are evil, and if women preach sermons to men, it like looses Pandora's box. He says, and that Apostle Paul's teaching on men and women was limited to Greco-Roman culture and has been transcended by our unity in Christ. Other Christians are just trying to figure out and explain why Paul is teaching pagan nonsense. And they're trying to excuse Paul and trying to say, well, obviously that's not Christian. So maybe he was just trying to, maybe it was just cultural in the moment. And what Zachary is doing is he's saying, no, I'm full bore for all this Greco-Roman paganism. Yeah, I like Aristotle. I like politics. I like the way in the Greco-Roman culture they worship men as God. Yeah, that's what I like. And there is the Mormon Church, where in the Mormon Church these men really believe they're becoming God and that they will become God, and they'll have their own planet in the afterlife, and they'll be God of that planet. Just like there's Earth, there'll be like a planet out there, and every man who has become God will have his own planet. And I don't know, Zachary may be like that. He may think that he's becoming God. Let's go, because he's so anti-woman. He thinks he's anti-feminist, but he's coming across as anti-woman. If he's not a complete reprobate, if he is born again, there's something seriously wrong with him where he has no capacity to think or feel. And he's so limited by thinking inside the box that he thinks he's doing computer coding and he's heartless. He has no sense of love. He is just lost. His other book that he wrote was about education. And he said in that book, thinking biblically about education. And he doesn't want children to be educated outside the home. But the problem is that he's teaching an extreme form of patriarchy. So it's really scary that, little children would be trapped in this cult that he's promoting. And no, I don't consider it Christian at all. All right, that's my opinion, and I'm just giving my opinion. I'm giving my take. He could always answer and reply back, but I doubt he would do anything but attack me for being a woman who dared speak. Because according to him, I'm supposed to be a dog in the corner with a choke collar around my neck, and he's pulling the chain. He's gonna choke me out. He's gonna stop me from talking. I'm not allowed to think. I'm just supposed to be a dog with a choke chain around my neck. Right. Okay, so let's go ahead and read what he has to say here, and I'm gonna react. Okay. I devoted, this is Zachary talking. And I think he's going to be, like I say, he's going to be technically correct. And that's what you can get out of his writing, that Paul really, these egalitarians are watering down what Paul says. Paul is fully patriarchal. Paul is fully pagan. And Zachary thinks that he's following the quote unquote Bible, but he can't see the forest for the trees, and he doesn't know the difference between good and evil. And so he can't understand that patriarchy is evil. He thinks, well, no, Paul wrote it, it's good. Well, Aristotle wrote things, and Paul is the disciple of Aristotle. So, you can't, I mean, you can't just take a writing and stamp Bible on it and have it be the word of God. It's not. These men who think like this, they're simple-minded. They're very simple-minded. Obviously the apocryphal is in the Roman Catholic Bible, but we don't accept that. Every single one of these books is up for challenge. And if he just wants to believe in patriarchy, okay, that's Paul. But that's not God. God is not that evil. Paul is. So he should be careful who he's becoming the disciple of. He's becoming the disciple of Paul. And Paul is not a good person. Okay, Zachary says, I devoted an entire chapter to 1 Timothy 2 in my book, Masculine Christianity. I'm going to leave the links to this below. However, I'm often asked for an accessible article on 1 Timothy 2:12. Why is he asked that? Because men who hate women, who want to dominate and control women, And they're full of this spirit of patriarchy. They want more fuel for the fire. They want more justification. They want more rationalization. They want to continue in this. But have they prayed? Have they sought the face of God? This is evil. Okay? Oh, Zachary says, my goal is to briefly explain the passage, refute feminist objections, and provide some points of application, particularly regarding women teaching. You know, I don't need Paul's permission. You know, Paul is not my God. Paul is just a man purportedly from the first century who claims he saw God. So, Joseph Smith claimed the same thing. So, I don't receive the Book of Mormon. I don't receive Paul. So, you know, but people have made Paul equal to God. They're violating the first commandment. And God did not die on the cross to generate the revived Roman Empire, which is, you know, full-bore patriarchy, like Paul taught. Paul is teaching patriarchy. Zachary is correct. But what Zachary isn't realizing is that makes Paul a false apostle who's teaching Greco-Romanism, paganism. Patriarchy is paganism. That Zachary has totally missed it. He can't see the forest for the trees. He's really thinking inside a box. I don't need Zachary's permission. I don't need Paul's permission. I don't need the Reformed Church's permission. I'm a born-again child of God. The Spirit of God lives in me. I'm not part of Zachary's religion. Paul is not my God. Paul is not my apostle. I'm not part of the Pauline Church. I'm part of the Johannine Church. It's not the same. The Pauline Church really is fully patriarchal. That's true. Zachary is correct. But the Johannine Church is fully feminist, egalitarian. And feminist doesn't mean, you know, pro-abortion. It just means that women are human beings created in the image of God and have human rights equal to men. We have rights. And the Johannine Church is not male dominated, it's not patriarchal at all, it's egalitarian. So Zachary is under the mistaken idea that there's only one way to be a Christian, and it's Paul's way. But I see Paul as fully apostate and a false church. I see the Pauline church as false. All right, continuing with what Zachary has to say here. Zachary says, I try not to get bogged down with every detail or argument. So for more, see the footnotes and also Masculine Christianity, his book. My contention here is that while 1 Timothy 2 is a controversial passage, well, at least he acknowledges that many of us see it as satanic and evil. Thank you for at least recognizing it's controversial to treat women like a dog, okay? He says that is not due to its lack of clarity. I agree with you completely, Zachary. You are correct. Paul is very clear that he hates women and treats us like dogs. Thank you. All right, continuing. Egalitarians love to claim the passage is not clear. For example, New Testament commentator R.T. France asserted, we have to admit that we know too little about the circumstances of the letter and that there are too many obscure or ambiguous features to the argument to allow any exegesis to claim to have uttered the last word. Well, what is the point of, you know, then you need to throw the whole book out. You know, if you can't, if it's not ABC 1, 2, 3, and all it is a spirit of confusion, just throw the whole thing out. It's no good. It's to call that the word of God is ludicrous. Ludicrous. Continuing in Zachary's article, he says in his recent commentary, Greek scholar Stanley Porter even says of prior commentators' views on 1 Timothy 2. The tacit assumption in all the views noted above is that we know that what these verses actually say. an assumption that I believe is unwarranted. You do have revisionist history going on. You do have a shift in the church, understanding that patriarchy is evil, and now trying to reinterpret Paul. I'm going to agree with Zachary on that. Yes, Zachary, you are correct. The church is using revisionist history to reinterpret what Paul said, projecting onto the text things Paul never said. Paul is not an egalitarian. Paul is fully patriarchal. Paul is evil. Paul is the devil, and the devil is bad. Continuing with what Zachary says, contrary to these egalitarian scholars who seem to cast doubt on the meaning of every word and phrase in the passage. Okay, Zachary is fully correct there. If you start reading these egalitarians interpreting Paul and trying to turn a patriarchy person like Paul, Paul is fully evil. He hates women, and he really is exalting men as God. That is Paul. That is Paul. And you start to read these egalitarians, they're reinventing every little word. It's like they're delusional. They're completely delusional, projecting onto Paul and making stuff up and throwing some sugar on there and like, oh, there, now Paul agrees with me. I've twisted everything out of its context. I've reinvented the wheel. I've completely reinterpreted everything according to my revisionist history. And now Paul is just like me. Paul agrees with me perfectly. He's an egalitarian, just like me. No, Paul is evil. Paul is not an egalitarian. Paul is full patriarchy. Paul thinks women are dogs who need a choke chain collar around their neck and the leash and a choke leash in a man's hand so a man can yank on that collar and silence and subjugate the dogs, the women, you know, the animals, women, livestock. That's Paul. Paul is full-bore patriarchy. He has no respect for women whatsoever. To imagine that he does is, you're just, it's all your imagination. It's no different from the leftists who have no relationship to the facts of a matter, but they just believe something blindly. And then they say, oh, it's true because I believe it, but they have no factual basis for anything. And that's all that these egalitarians are doing. Zachary is correct. He is correct on this. He says, contrary to these egalitarian scholars who seem to cast doubt on the meaning of every word and phrase in the passage, the theologians that ministered prior to modern feminism never thought the passage was unclear. In fact, they were essentially unanimous in citing the passage against women preaching, teaching, and holding church office. On this point, see my forthcoming book, Honor Thy Fathers, Recovering the Anti-Feminist, Anti-Woman Theology of the Reformers. So basically, yeah, Zachary, I'm going to give you your opening. I think you're correct. I think that egalitarians are way out of range. They don't want to believe Paul is as evil as Paul really is evil. They want to believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible word of God, so they've got to rewrite Paul in their own imagination. And you're right. They're yanking him out of the truth. They're pretending they've made new discoveries. I've got a new discovery about this word. I can change this word. I can change this phrase. Now suddenly Paul is an egalitarian just like me. No, Paul was never an egalitarian. Paul is a pagan. Paul is a pagan. He's Greco-Roman. He's a disciple of Aristotle. He's a worshiper of Zeus, Apollo, and Lucifer. He worships men as God. He's teaching the worship of men as God. He is the 666 beast apostle of Satan. So we agree on what Paul is teaching and that these egalitarians are wrong. But what I'm not clear on yet, Zachary, is if you're going to take a big 666 stamp in your forehead following Paul. All right, I'm going to end there. God bless you.